Well, last week, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission called for governments to better educate Canadians on the history of the country's Aboriginal people, their culture, contributions, the truth about residential schools. We've been talking about all of these issues over the last week here on All in a Day. But long before the commission's report, Margaret Embleton was already working for change in her own corner of Ottawa. Margaret's the parent of two children whose heritage on their father's side is Dene. And while the commission was holding hearings, she put together a series of lectures at Pleasant Park Public School. Today, the school unveiled four murals honoring the work of the TRC. They came together under the guidance of Albert Dumont, the Algonquin elder and artist who worked with the students. Among those students were Margaret's son and daughter, Patrick and Chelsea Olone. Margaret, Albert, Chelsea, and Patrick all join me together in the studio. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
So, Margaret, I'll ask you, this was, you put your heart and soul to this. How does it feel to see this project finished?
It's actually quite emotional to get to this point, and an incredible feeling of sense of completion. It's been a 5-year journey of Aboriginal awareness activities at our school.
5 years ago, did you have that vision of the murals? Was that even in the scope of where you pictured this going?
No, I started small, just doing some cultural performances and demonstrations in the classrooms, and also as part of school assemblies to try and bring some awareness and understanding outside of textbook learning. And then it's just grown each year. And we've done more and more with support of our parent council and successive principals. And so here we are today. But this year was special. So.
I've tweeted out a picture of the murals, a photo of it. But Albert, I'm wondering if for people who can't see the picture as we're talking, can you describe what the murals look like?
The murals represent things from the four seasons: winter, summer, autumn, and spring. And so there's teachings in every season. You know, what I reflect upon is the fact that human beings didn't celebrate a birthday in the past. What they celebrated was a birth season. So there's something about energy and that kind of thing in the spring drawings, and so on with each season.
And what made that design so appropriate for Pleasant Park in particular?
Well, it's new. It's refreshed energy in the springtime, that new growth, the first flowers, the fact that the partridge drums an honor song to the sun, and the fish are spawning, and so there's the geese are returning from the south, and they teach us about communication. The geese don't go from point A to point B without communicating what they're up to. So that, we'll hear them before we see them. They teach us about communication.
So speaking of communication, how did you end up involving the students in it? What was the back and forth like with students?
It was a pretty interesting and awesome experience for me, because what we set out to do was to have the children who were born in the springtime, for instance, to help with the spring drawing and how to create it. So they were very much involved with it. Like the spring drawing, for instance, has flowers, and so they're responsible for putting all the flowers that you see in the drawing. They did those, and also that there's fish in a river, and the children at Pleasant Park created the fish.
Now, Chelsea, were you one of the springtime kids, or when were you born?
I'm actually a winter baby.
Winter baby. So what did you end up doing for the mural?
For winter, all of the students do snowflakes.
Oh, wow. Okay. So with this, can you describe what the snowflakes ended up looking like on the mural?
Well, a little bit of blue and mostly feathers on them, like white feathers.
Albert, the significance there?
Well, that was just an artist contributed that idea, and it made the snowflakes come alive. And after the photograph was taken, there are shadows, and it adds to the strikeness of the drawing for sure.
Was that a lot of work with the snowflakes, Chelsea?
A little bit, because you have to come up with a cool design, because snowflakes are usually cool when you once you like look up close to them.
Yeah, there's a lot of intricate design to a snowflake, right? To be able to
I'm surprised that clouds could even make that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a very beautiful thought, actually, Chelsea. Patrick, what were you doing for the mural?
Well, a spring, we're making, like, fish and like, a bird, big bird. It was very nice, and I really like it.
All right. So you were one of the spring babies, then, that Albert was talking about. Was there anything that was particularly hard about what you were doing, the big challenge for an artist?
Well, I see the big bird. To, like, draw that whole thing takes quite a long time to, like, color it and, like, design it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of work went into it. What was it like for each of you to actually see that unveiled today, Chelsea?
Really cool. Like, our janitor was hiding it, so I really wanted to see it, but...
How are they hiding it?
I have no idea. They wouldn't even tell us.
Margaret, was it under wraps? Is that what you mean?
The janitor actually took great interest in making sure that, you know, there was the great reveal today and nobody was able to see it before. Albert and I managed to get a sneak peek right after the printer had delivered them. Then the janitor took over and he had this cover put over and it was strapped down. And so it was only today that the whole school actually got to see the end result. And so it made it pretty exciting.
Patrick, did it look like what you had expected or were you surprised when you saw the final result?
I was very surprised because like our school doesn't have like very much colors. It's like mostly beige. And so when they like pull the tarp off, it was like, wow, explosion of colors.
That's amazing. All right. So, Margaret, this started, as you mentioned, 5 years ago with you approaching the school about doing more to teach children about Canada's Aboriginal people. What motivated you or pushed you to take the action? And I ask because so many of our stories after the Truth and Reconciliation Report were about how to follow
right.
How to take action on things, how to begin the process. And I'm wondering what motivated you? How did you do it?
I have to kind of just go back a bit. I've been privileged to have some incredible experiences with Aboriginal people in Canada and have some very unique experiences just professionally in my work and in my personal life that most Canadians would never, ever have that privilege of experience. I've lived up in Nunavut. I was there during division. In the creation of Nunavut, I was able to live in the Northwest Territories. I'm originally from BC, and then now through meeting my husband, who's Dene, and being part of his family, most Canadians never have had those kind of experiences, and I felt compelled to share that, especially once my children entered the public school. And they were very young and I was a very busy mom. But when we entered the public system, I just felt there was a huge gap. And I felt that what was being taught in the textbook wasn't true representative of Aboriginal, history and just incredible people that they are. And so that's what I just felt compelled. And the thing that just really was kind of a juncture for me was when National Aboriginal Day came and there was not even a morning announcement at the school that at that point I was like, I need to do something. And I felt that, there was other people that maybe could have done something, but I felt I had these experiences that most Canadians would never have the opportunity to have that I felt compelled to share it.
Albert, I'll end with you. What would you like to see happen next? I mean, if I ask again, because there have been so many conversations about how we pursue, how we take action, what we do next. This mural is a pretty great example of one school coming together to create an image like this. What would you like to see happen next?
Well, today, after the unveiling, and we spoke about the Aboriginal cultures. And what I'd like to see happen is that Canadians really take note of their wonderful national anthem that they have and their flag, and that it, and their flag and their anthem has nothing to do with hatred and oppression. It stands against it. And as far as I'm concerned, this is a start for a new relationship between Canadians and First Nations and Inuit and Métis peoples.
I want to thank all of you for coming in today, and congratulations on creating the art and getting the art going and inspiring the art. All of you, thank you so much for being here today, and congratulations.
Miigwech.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Albert Dumont is an Algonquin elder, artist, and poet who worked with students at Pleasant Park Public School. Chelsea Alone, grade 6 student at the school, and her brother, Patrick, is a grade 4 student. Margaret Embleton is their mother, who worked with the school on a lecture series and art project to coincide with the work of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. If your school has marked the TRC in any way, or has a program you think we should be featuring on All in a Day, allinaday@cbc.ca, or you can tweet us, CBC All in a Day.